Day of the Rope. It's coming. GoVNN.com.
God Radio.
Within the land of the leprechaun, it's Free Talk Tuesday!
A common trait among white nationals is intelligence. I've never been subjected to more aware, intelligent, self-educated, and logical people in all of my life as I have since being a white national. For this reason alone, I feel confident that we will prevail in the end. We will successfully defeat the Jew. The combined knowledge we possess of history, current events, anthropology, science, computers, technology, religion, and politics is staggering. This combined as well as individual knowledge does currently and will continue to in the future bring more and more of our kinsmen to reality and to our side. Our wit and wisdom are essential complements to our passion for justice, truth, and honor. Essential for awakening lemmings and saving them from a life of slavery. But as the saying goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Humans are visual animals. The appearance of others at first glance is enough to make most either pay close attention or turn their backs. Breaking the physical mold is a powerful method of gaining instant respect from others. Studies have shown that those who are thin, well-built, and attractive are promoted faster, get lighter sentencing from judges and juries, and receive more respect from total strangers in general. The Jews have not lost sight of this, as we can easily see through their portrayal of our race within the media they control. White males are encouraged to be overweight, generally unattractive, beer-guzzling, TV-watching sports fanatics. The Jews encourage non-whites, especially blacks, as well as women, to strive for beauty. The Jews' worst nightmare is an intelligent, well-spoken, influential, and attractive white male who they do not have control of. The Jews use the physical stereotypes of white supremacy groups like the Klan and the neo-Nazi skinheads to define the whole white national movement's appearance to the lemmings. This form of propaganda works exceptionally well, even though it is far from the truth when applied to us. In fact, the stereotype of the ugly, sneering, hook-nosed kike is a lot more true and verifiable than the ones placed on white nationals. The Third Reich promoted the look of the tall, fit, and handsome Aryan as its ideal. Not just because being fit made them better soldiers and workers, also because of the powerful message that it sent to the world. It's not easy to claim the title of the Earth's master race when you don't look the part. All white nationals should strive to be stronger, healthier, and more appealing to the eye. It's hard for me to understand how a man can swell with pride for himself and his kinsmen when every time he looks in the mirror, his beer gut is his most notable feature. How can someone expect to gain the respect of others when they do not respect themselves enough to keep at least moderately fit through exercise and a decent diet? And what about the silly uniforms? Robes, pointed hoods, and clusters of tattoos. Uniforms can have a dramatic and sobering effect on the lemmings and on our enemies if presented correctly. But if you have a few dozen overweight and unattractive white men wearing outdated uniforms from the 30s to try and get our point across, you will have nothing more than the Jewish-controlled media wetting their pants as they use those images to smear and discredit all white nationals. Now imagine the same idea and add robes and pointed hoods into the scene. I think you understand what I'm getting at. Now compare those scenes with a few dozen fit, well-dressed, and attractive men stating their case to the masses. You tell me which one will be more effective. So leave the robes and outdated uniforms to history. Start exercising and eating healthier. Work on being more fit, not just for the movement, but for yourself and your family. Live longer, feel better, and get more respect from others. This is Panzerfaust, and I'm calling on you to help represent your people and your race in the correct manner. I'm calling on you to set the right example for future white nationals, and indeed whites yet to awaken worldwide. Thank you for listening.
And I'm calling on you, Panzerfaust.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome to the show.
And I'm sorry for the screw-up.
Hey, you know, this time I think you only missed about 10 seconds of the preamble.
Good evening, everyone.
Let it masher.
How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for thanks for tuning in tonight. We got a tremendous amount of TNB and TJB. So there's going to be a lot of news on tonight's show. It just happened to be a very active weekend. We want to plug a few things. Obviously, the rally's coming up this month in a couple weeks. Everybody try and get there. I'm hoping to be there myself. I may have a newborn being born at the time, so there is a chance I won't be able to make it. But
now that's no excuse.
That's what the old lady's for, man. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, well, basically what I'm getting at is if there's, you know, you never know when there's going to be a C-section.
No, I understand.
Right.
Your family comes first there. I mean.
Right. If she's in rough shape, and I mean, the baby should be born realistically about a week before the rally, so it's cutting it real close. If I can make it, great. If she's in rough shape, I there's always that chance that I won't be coming. So just need to prepare everybody. Everybody that does go, bring your cameras, get footage. Get footage that the Jewish-controlled media is not going to get. Footage of good-looking, healthy, white people, not fat, beer belly brigade running around in silly uniforms.
Beer belly brigade.
we do have the rally coming up. You know, kudos to Alex for setting it up and everybody else, too. I did nominate Yankee Jim for Pollock of the Month. Master seems to think that I should get the nomination, but I'm calling on Yankee Jim to get Pollock of the Month. By the way, I want to get a vote on that too on the forum. So Master, put a post up for that.
I will.
All right. And we just have tons of news. You guys want to go ahead and get right into the challenge so we can get it over with and get to all the rest of the news. Does anybody have anything they want to plug? Anything like that?
Yes, I would like to plug my newest YouTube. I didn't plan on actually telling it over the air ever, but oh well. It's pretty humorous. It's Support the NAACP. So everyone, if you search that, my videos will be on there. It's a little scientific experiment. See if YouTube gets rid of me.
So they probably will now that you said it.
Yeah,
but you know, Suitcase Jefferson is also on that ID, and I'm actually going to put I'm going to type mine into the show chat because I have a new one too. It's pretty easy to remember. Anybody who's a white national should never forget this one. So that is mine for everybody listening. If you're in the show chat, I just typed it in.
It's mine. And I'll type mine in just to put it in there. There it is.
I don't have too many. You know, I'll just say mine over there, too. Who cares, right? They're going to get me anyway. Mine's Ameriqua with a capital A.
Well, they wouldn't keep taking you down if you didn't, or if you weren't effective.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea. I mean, you know, I guess it's a badge of honor, as everybody keeps telling me. I'm totally amazed that Chain hasn't been brought down yet. Like 60 videos and counting. The man's like a juggernaut on there.
Because no one knows what he's talking about except for us, and when people do know what he's talking about, he gets so many views on it, I guess they don't want to take it off, you know.
Well, I heard this thing that YouTube's going to start paying their top video producers, their private people that are, you know, just the average Joes that are making videos, so.
I'm trying to get paid, motherfucker.
You know, Chang will get some... Chang will get some ands up in this motherfucker.
True. Some cheddar.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Chang should get, they should be giving him like $20,000 a year at this point at least. And, And for Rob, just so you know, I barely have any hair. I have like a centimeter of hair. He keeps telling me to get a haircut. So we have the whole YouTube drama thing. Russ isn't going to be in today. Next week, him and Christy are both going to be on, so everybody's going to want to tune in for that. She's going to have a lot of stories about the police and, you know, the paid Kwans roughing her up, throwing her in jail, taking her computers and all of her stuff. And her stories are, according to her videos, I mean, she seems just as pissed off as Russ is. So that'll be interesting next week. But Russ couldn't make it. He had the township meeting today, and his buddy, who refuses to come on our show because we're racist, is filing for his lawsuit today. And so, you know, a lot going on his end. But we'll miss you, Russ.
We have plenty of news.
There was too much news. I mean, I was going through it, and I didn't even know what to pick. There was so much TNB, TJB. It was obviously a real busy weekend for everybody. So, and real quick on the preamble my pre-recorded preamble, everybody just think about that. We don't want to look like the Beer Belly Brigade when we go out in public. We want to set a good example for the younger generation. It's not that I'm old or anything, but
that's not to put anybody down that may be overweight. You know, just nice. Just to shave and dress nice, and that way the Jewish media won't have as much to get us on.
Yeah, and it's really not even so much. I'm just calling out to everybody to take care of themselves, you know, as best you can. Try and eat healthy. Try and get some exercise. Even if you got to get in your house and do push-ups and sit-ups, you know what I mean, in the living room and do a jog around the neighborhood. Everybody should be working out. Everybody, you know, as white nationals, if the Third Reich, they promoted the look of a tall, well-built, handsome Aryan man for a reason. And the part of the preamble that got cut off says that you can't claim to be the master race and not look the part. So, you know, we are the master race, and we should look the part. We should act the way, you know, we should take advantage of the genetics that God gave us. Not that I believe in God, but, so everybody just think about that. And everybody does think about it. Whoever you are, you definitely talk about getting or staying in shape. But a lot of people just talk, and we're white nationals. We don't just talk. We take action. So that's what that whole thing was about. But anyway, let's get into the news. We got this whole, you know, I just want to start out and talk about this. I want to hear what you guys have to think about it. These supposed terror attack that was planned on Fort Dix. This is right in my area within, you know, I guess Fort Dix is probably, what, a half hour away from me. Cherry Hill is actually where I work. Cherry Hill is where they found these supposed terrorists.
Muslim terrorists, too. Like
yeah, Muslim terrorists. And I just almost find it hard to believe that there's Muslims living in Cherry Hill. It is like the single Jewish neighborhood in this area.
Well, if you hate Jews and you want to research them, there's no better place than to hang out in Cherry Hill.
But there's a, you know, the whole story just seems so. I talked to Mark and Callie about it, and he said, you know, it shouldn't be a big deal. I said, look, how they got caught was they had a VHS tape that was a training video. I guess it was like one of these Al-Qaeda training videos or something. And they apparently brought it to some shop in Cherry Hill to get it converted to a DVD. Common sense would tell you, even if you are a mud, that you don't bring a tape like that anywhere to begin with, let alone in Cherry Hill. I guarantee you if it's a store in Cherry Hill somewhere, it's going to be Jewish-owned. And any Muslim would have that figured out.
I mean, it sure seems like a psyop to me.
It really does.
Three things. We take the videotape to have someone else do something with it so they can see the content of the tape or the file.
Right.
And the U.S. attorney, I watched part of his spiel. He said that they were going to... He said they were trying to find fully auto AK-47s, and in the same breath he said that they were going to find a lot of soldiers inside Humvees and shoot at them. Well, it's on. I mean, he said it. I got the video. And it's like, aren't Humvees resistant to small arms fire?
Some of them are. I mean, it depends. I think it's only like a third of them are actually armored that they make.
Well, I mean, I'm talking small arms, pistols and rifle. I think they'll handle that. I may be wrong. And then one other thing this guy noted about these alleged terrorists was they had videos of American soldiers being killed.
Right.
Now they're all over YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the
all
net.
Over YouTube.
So I mean, it's just silly. I mean, it was the whole thing. It reeked of just some kind of juvenile ploy. Just what was being said. It was name calling. There was nothing of substance. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there. I don't know. You know, it sure seems kind of hokey.
It's ridiculous simply because if you were going to sneak into the military base and kill as many people as possible, you would. And if you're running in there with automatic rifles, you plan on dying, obviously.
And it takes you 16 months.
Right. So my question is if why wouldn't you roll up in there with some kind of a car bomb instead? And drive it into the barracks and blow it up. So it does. It doesn't make sense at all, really. I mean, it's kind of just ridiculous. Tony and I were talking early about it and before the show, and we both kind of said the same thing. It sounds to me like it's another false flag to try and, you know, further the whole gun control action of the government. I happen to think that maybe there was some cell, maybe, perhaps. I've talked to a person I know who works for, or who, not anymore, but did work for Homeland Security, and they have told me that there is indeed, like, cells in this country, but they told me there's cells from all different types of nations. You know, there's old, there's Israeli cells in this country that are active, that are spying. There's, people from everywhere. New Zealand, there's cells from New Zealand in here. There's any communist nation has them. So she said it's really, you know, it's basically just a big scare tactic. So here we go. I mean, right here it says, investigators said that the men planned to use automatic rifles to enter Fort Dix and kill as many soldiers as they could at the New Jersey military base. Fort Dix was just one of the several military and security locations allegedly scouted by this group. And this group of people, this family, has lived in Cherry Hill apparently for years and years. They have a roofing company in Cherry Hill. It's the whole thing just seems kind of silly. You know, you'd think they would plant a bomb or do something intelligent. But then again, you know, I talked to Mark and Callie about it earlier today too, and he said, you know, he's from the former Yugoslavia. He's from Croatia. He said if they're Muslims, these guys are obviously Serbs. And he said the Serbs are a lot different than the other Yugoslavians. He said they're pretty much, you know, the Ottoman Empire came up in there and just raped and pillaged. And they're kind of Turkish. And we all know Turks are kind of silly people. You know what I mean? They're muds. I mean, they're superstitious and they're violent and they kind of act like Africans in a way. So he said it could just be that they really were that stupid. I mean, there is that chance. And I guess there is, but
I mean, why would it take them 16 months to drive up and start shooting people? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. If the guy knew the base that well, I mean, what do you need to do that with?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what you need? A few rifles, a lot of ammunition, you know, many clips. I mean, good grief, do it if they're going to do it. But why? I mean, 16 months they were under observation. And it took them that long to find something to arrest them for? I mean, I don't know.
It's dumb, dude.
Maybe it's legit. I don't know. But
I think maybe it's somewhat legit. Maybe they were just inquiring about guns, or who knows? You know what I mean? But I really find it hard to believe that it is what the news is. I mean, it's the news. You know, it's the Jewish-controlled media. They're not going to tell us the truth. That's just what they do. But, I got a video that I found on the news about the thing. And it's basically they talk to the local residents. And if you notice, I just sent you a link to it, Tony. If you notice, there's They only talk to one guy in the neighborhood, and he happens to be a Jew. The best part is his name is, you know, Levin, and they call him Levine, or Levine. Mr. Levine, trying to make him sound as Gentile as possible. And they,
You ready?
Yeah, there might be an ad.
Okay, well, let me...
You have time, you know what I mean? So just check it out first.
Okay.
If you can.
I'll just pull the volume down. During the okay.
Actually, I'm getting called in by Mark right now, so I'm gonna mute my mic for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay. Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, I am.
Good.
Sorry, I was just listening.
Two of them were nabbed in Cherry Hill as they tried to buy automatic weapons from an FBI informant. Sadar Zatar was arrested at his home in Northeast Philadelphia. And Mohammed Shnour was caught at Philadelphia International Airport, as Walt just mentioned. He's a cab driver and was arrested while on the job. CBS3's Robin Rieger spoke exclusively with Schnur's sister today and joins us live from Cherry Hill. Robin.
Well, Angela, Isra Schnur told me that she believes her brother's being targeted because of his appearance and because of his religious beliefs, and she feels the same that goes for other family members who are arrested here on Mimosa Drive in Cherry Hill. They rent National and Colonial Roofing out of this house behind me. This home on Tampa Avenue in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, is home to the Lammas Cab Company and reportedly the Schnur family. It was raided by federal agents last night in connection with an alleged plot by six men now in custody to attack Fort Dix and kill American soldiers. One of the men arrested is Lammas Cab driver Mohammed Schnur, whose sister Isra Schnur defended her brother today in Pensauken, near the home he lists as his residence on his cab license.
He just comes and sleeps during the daytime. He goes back to work in the evening, stays all night, cab driving, that's it, that's his life.
Schnur said she doesn't believe her in-laws, Shane, Britton, and Elgevir Duca, arrested in a raid at her sister's home on Mimosa Drive in Cherry Hill last night, are guilty either.
They're my brothers-in-law. They have two roofing companies, and they work. They have a regular life.
Neighbors on Mimosa are stunned by the alleged terror plot.
It's hitting close to home.
Very close. And now neighbor Michael Levine is looking at incidents in hindsight.
We've seen them shooting paintball guns and stuff like that. And from the reports that we're hearing now, they used to go up to the Poconos and they were doing rifle practice and stuff like that.
There's no evidence of any paintball shooting in the Duca's backyard. Isra says the Pocono allegations are false.
They go there for vacation, that's it. Seriously. They go there, they shoot a little in the shooting range, they want to have fun.
Now, Eyewitness News has learned this afternoon from the Cherry Hill School District that three of the Duca children were taken out of the Cherry Hill schools in the last couple of weeks. No reason given. That's the latest live from Cherry Hill. I'm Robin Rieger, CBS 3 Eyewitness News.
Robin, thank you, Roy.
Well.
Yeah, so did you like how they call Levine?
Wait, I've got it.
Michael Levine, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's not Levin? Sure.
I've got it figured out.
What's
that? No, I do. I've got this one figured out. And I'm hoping that the federal agents are listening. The reason that it's taken them 16 months, that they were saving money to armor that cab. They were going to drive that cab in there, you see, and they've been saving money for the steel panels to armor that cab. And okay, all right, well, never mind.
Yeah, that's exactly why, man. Any federal agents listening, Tony's got your number.
Well, I'm sure they've got
more. But I mean, how much more stereotypical can they be about it, you know? And he's a cab driver, and he rolls for, you know, he works for this cab company. They're like just trying to, and I know where, what was that street again? Oh, I can't remember the name of it already.
I mean, I didn't hear any really hard evidence.
No, there's not.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody else did. If you guys on the chat heard any, you know, anything there that would give you the indication that there was some hard and fast evidence, I'd like to hear it. I didn't hear any, but that, you know, I mean, I don't know what they'd release anyway, but you'd think that they would release something really damaging other than what's essentially name calling.
And a training video.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so what? I mean, I've thought about that. I mean, I've thought about doing some high-speed photography and catching the bullet in the air and that sort of thing.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I would hate that would be misinterpreted, but, I mean, I haven't done it yet and might think about it before I do, but...
Well, I would like to see exactly what the video is.
I mean, if it says, okay, we're going to go in there and we're going to kill as many you know, people as we can. I mean, that's different.
Right.
You'd think that if they had that on video, if they had that type of video, that they would be showing it.
Absolutely, that's what I'm thinking. I would love to see what's on the video. I mean, it sounds to me like you can order, you know, the Navy SEAL training video through the mail or on the internet now. What's the? Maybe it's just, you know, a Muslim training video. Maybe it's something simple like that.
You can get anything online.
Right. The whole story just stinks of, like, you know, we're trying to get gun control. And how did they bust them? They busted them trying to buy automatic weapons. Automatic weapons, you know, posing as a salesman. They're pushing this gun control.
Well, automatic weapons, trying to purchase automatic weapons is not a crime.
No.
As long as you purchase the stamp that comes with it.
Well, in New Jersey,
the tax
you can't.
Stamp. I mean,
you're not allowed to have automatic, even semi-automatic weapons that are high power that hold more than, I think, 3 or 4 rounds. So.
Okay, well, I guess...
In New Jersey, you can't
take
a piss without having a license.
Well, wait a minute. This is a federal jurisdiction, so state law, I mean, they could... Well, state law is not necessarily applicable here. They've got it for some federal charges. And so, notwithstanding the fact that the state may have its own gun laws, the federal law, I think, more or less lets the states stipulate what, you know... basically create their own gun laws.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think it's a federal crime to seek or to solicit to purchase an automatic weapon as long as you pay the tax, you know, you get the tax stamp for it. I mean, that's my understanding. I mean, I don't know what, you know, unless he said something like, oh, we're going to go, well, I can't do any silly voices, but, you know, unless he told the guy, oh, yeah, we're going to go to, you know, Fort Dix in a couple of months and kill as many Americans as we can. I mean, you know, but I didn't hear that. You know, I didn't hear anybody, you know, any first-hand testimony. It's just, like I say, it's more or less name-calling.
Well, when you said you heard there was a plot to shoot up people in Humvees, I mean, that sounds pretty specific. Did they cite a source for that?
Yeah, but think about how ridiculous it sounds.
Right.
I mean, Humvees, I'm telling you, a Humvee is armored to withstand to small arms fire, unless someone wants to show me different. Now, you know, a rocket-propelled grenade, that's a different story. I don't know where they are in that scale. And certainly, you know, a road bomb, well, you know, they're not built for that. Neither are tanks. And but small arms fire, it was just that he said it in the same breath. I'll have to do some editing and find that clip. But he said that they were going to go, you know, that they wanted automatic, the AK-47s, and they had planned to go shoot as many soldiers as they could find inside Humvees. I mean, that's essentially what the man said.
It does really sound like a bullshit story coming straight out of the government's mouth. You know what I mean? You'd think they would want to shoot as many people outside of Humvees.
I mean, damn, 16 months, if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
build a freaking bomb and drive it in there. The one guy was a delivery driver.
I mean, we're not talking airplanes here.
Apparently one of them was a delivery driver at night, and he would, you know, deliver pizzas and shit like that into the place. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you can just drive a pizza up in there, what the hell's the matter with you? Why wouldn't you drive a bomb up in there instead of riding in with a fucking with a fucking gaggle of mugs and a bunch of automatic weapons? Like, you're
exactly.
Going to be cautious. They're going to catch you right at the door with that trick. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe these are, you know, B-scale terrorists. They're not on the A list. They're B list terrorists. But they have to think a little smaller.
They're fucking retard list if this is true. The whole thing is totally. And you know what? I gotta admit. Like, here's the thing. You had this shooting happen at Virginia Tech. Okay, I believe that it happened. It's not a false flag. Whatever. This dink went in and shot a bunch of people. But immediately afterwards, you had a guy in the NASA building started shooting it up and killed a bunch of people. And like a couple
he
days
killed
later,
one person or two people.
And they killed
himself.
So nobody could verify what was really going on, which is kind of convenient considering, you know, they make a big deal about these guys. He's got a weapon. Now you got this ridiculous story in New Jersey. And New Jersey's a great place to start passing the just no guns at all law, because there's so many Jews here and so many minorities in the state government that they can get anything they want passed. So if you start with the rich states like New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all of which I believe have some kind of a minority governor and senator.
Deval Patrick in Massachusetts.
Right. You got him. Plus there's another Hispanic guy up there as well. You got Menendez, Corzine, these other Jews around here in Jersey. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing stinks, but I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. It's just really interesting that the neighborhood they show in that video is, I'm going to say, 3 blocks away from where I was working up to like a week and a half ago in Cherry Hill. And there was a big Hasidic, I told you a month ago, there was a big like Hasidic convention where they were bussing the Hasidics in, and, or not Hasidics, just, you know, Orthodox Jews, they were bussing them in like rider trucks. And
well, see, did you see my post in the Shannon Christian, Chris Newsom thread?
No, which one's that?
It was the thread about carpooling. And
right.
I suggested, I had one of the posts there, I was thinking about you, I said, you know, what we could do is rent one rider or a U-Haul truck, a box truck, and do like the Jews do.
We could
carpool, you know, I mean, we could bring our own sandwiches, we could have placards, you know, and we could pick it all up and down the interstate, you know.
Oh, we could bolt tables to the inside and play cards.
The sky is the limit.
But you know the problem is with that?
What's that?
Is that we're not Jews.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
If we got pulled over, we would get arrested and thrown in jail for it.
For something, yeah.
Yeah, or something. But I don't know. If anybody else has any information on this story, please, by all means, post a link or something on the show thread in the forum or on the chat, the show chat. Because we're looking for sources of this information, you know, something concrete. There's just nothing. There's absolutely nothing on this story, and the whole thing is just, you know, Fort Dix is, you know, that's where they used to take us on field trips when I was a kid growing up around here. And, you know, it was, now Fort Dix is on high alert, but mark my words, you know, the hate bill just went through, they tried pushing that through, with some deal of success recently. We're going to see gun control laws starting on the state level. And when I say gun control, they're gonna outlaw every gun except for shotguns in New Jersey. You do not even get to own a rifle or a pistol. It's gonna be like a third world nation where they're that afraid of the locals rising up. And it all has to do with the fact that, you know, the Jews are exposing themselves in this day and age, and the people are slowly waking up, and they're gonna be fed up, and they're gonna have no guns to fight back with. It's gonna be Turner Diaries type existence. So, you know, like, get your guns and go bury them in the woods.
I haven't read that book. Is that something like a post-hurricane type situation?
It is.
Because I'm familiar with those. No power, you know, essentially no food other than what you've already, you know, pre-stored. And
it's pretty much, yeah. The Turner Diaries, I got to admit, I'm really amazed at how well he hit the nail on the head with it. There's a few things that are off, you know, like gas prices are $6 a gallon or something.
Well, that's not too far off.
No, I mean, it could be there in a year. You know what I mean? Guns are outlawed.
It's $1.53 in Nicaragua, everybody.
Well, here's
$1.53 a gallon. So you have to, I mean, ask yourself why is the gas almost twice that here?
Right.
Anyway.
Well, there's in the Turner Diaries, here's the basic deal. I mean, this is how close it is. There's a hate bill passed where it's a federal offense and to say the word nigger or, you know, speak out against minorities. Gas is $5-6 a gallon. Guns are outlawed. And pretty much the government has taken away constitutional rights as far as tapping phones, going through mail, which is what has happened and what is being pushed in our government now. So we're not far off from that. And, you know, we can only wish that the Turner Diaries itself, you know, that we could have the same outcome eventually, you know, a brave new world where righteous people who think straight can actually run things and not Jews and these greedy-ass fucking Shabbos goy. So, yeah, If you haven't read that book, you got to read it, Tony. I have it on an audiobook if you want me to send you the file sometime.
Okay.
So you can listen to it when you're driving or whatever. And it's read by Dr. Pierce, which he has a way of just speaking in on recorded tape that's great. And, you know, his old broadcasts are great.
Yeah.
Everybody, hold on. I'm going to go back to the forum, to the show thread.
Okay, on the Humvee, I've got that, that they will withstand an improvised explosive, as insurgents have continued to improve the effectiveness of the IED and now the more deadly explosive form penetrators, the standard Humvees are virtually useless. Okay, well, I mean, I would expect that with those. One of the reasons that, a reversion personnel carry can barely handle the extra armor. In other words, it can't handle the weight of the armor that they put on it. There's a newer version that has an armored V-shaped bottom that can deflect a blast. This will leave a passenger shaken but still alive. Can't find anything, you know, definitive on the small arms fire, though. I'll keep looking for that.
Well, Todd in Florida sent me another story, the Sears bombing plot, and then it says roll eyes. The feds, the team bomb plot, yeah, right, they gave their lives to Allah, ho hum, blah, blah, blah. It's basically it was an attempt for the Sears bombing, to bomb the Sears building.
That was a few years back.
I think it was last year.
Okay.
Seven arrested, like how close is this? Seven arrested in Sears Tower plot. Details are coming out this morning about a failed terror plot against the Sears Tower and other buildings in the United States, as CBS2 Holly Greger reports, blah, blah, blah. Seven people arrested Thursday in connection with the early stages of the plot to attack the Sears Tower and other buildings, including the FBI office in Miami, federal law enforcement officials said.
Well, there were supposedly seven at the Fort Dix area.
Yeah, I think
they like that magic number seven. They're not very creative.
No.
I mean, you know, make it two more or less than one of the other jurisdictions, I mean, to at least make it believable.
Right. So, here we go, folks. They're trying to take away your rights. It's the bottom line. There's no, I mean, you have to be a fucking retard not to believe that that's true. And, but, you know, Mark actually, like I said, Mark was, He told me that, you know, the people from that area that are Muslims, again, remember, he's from there. He speaks five languages. He was born in Yugoslavia, moved to this country, I think, as a young teen or a kid. And we'll actually have him call in. So when he calls in, you might want to dump us off the phone call and bring him in and then bring us back.
Okay. All right.
So I'm sending him a message now, letting him know to call in. So dump us off the call and bring Mark in and bring us back, all right?
Okay. Mark, in Cali?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Why can't I bring... I can just bring him in, can't I?
He doesn't have his Skype isn't working. He doesn't have... He's going to be calling in on the landline.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
All right, so go ahead and drop us, and he should be calling in about 2 seconds.
Okay, dope.
We'll be back, everyone.
Okay, waiting for Mark to call in. How about it, Mark? Play a little music until he rings me up. Thank you. right. Well, we just had some problems, some technical problems there. For some reason, couldn't connect with Mark and Callie just yet. We will keep working on that. Gentlemen, are you here?
Yes.
I'm here, man.
All right. So what do we have next?
Well, real quick, I mean, Mark, I just talked to him. He's trying to call in, but he keeps going to voicemail. So he wants to correct me. It was, it wasn't Serbian. It was, they're not Serbians. They are, let me pull up the I'm in the chat thread right now, or in the show thread. He's actually posting a map. He's showing how the Ottomans came through. He said he has a map showing where the Ottoman Empire invaded that area. Basically, what he's saying is these people are really stupid and that they're pretty much muds. Let me see if I can find this map here. I'm sorry, guys. I know. I hate doing this to everybody. What's the other? It's Serbians, Croatians, and he just told me. I was trying to... I'm looking at a map of it now.
I'm not up on my European history or geography.
It's basically, you know, the Ottoman Empire, you know, the Greeks and everybody in that area used to be Aryan for the most part. And the Ottoman Turks came in and they pretty much raped and pillaged and spread their genetics. That's why you see Greeks that are so dark now. You know, they're kind of hairy and have the darker skin. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And like the ones you see in New Jersey, of course.
They have the darker skin.
But, so yeah, you know, he's saying that area where they come from, they're not like the Croats. They're not, they're not the kind of people that the Croatians like to be compared to at all. And that these Muslims in that area are just kind of like filthy muds for the most part. But I'm looking at the picture of the one guy, and he looks kind of like he looks pretty Gentile to me. Only one of them. The rest of them look pretty mud. But he's seems Gentile by the looks of him. I guess he just got mixed up with the wrong crowd or whatever. So, in any case, yeah, we have what appears to be a bullshit false flag attack on a premeditated... false flag attack on a New Jersey, on Fort Dix, a New Jersey military installation that never happened because the good old FBI was right on top of things.
Well, that situation in Miami 2 or 3 years ago, or was it longer than that, where they had arrested, what is it, the Miami 8, or it may have been 7 again, but it was around,
yeah, and,
it was around
I think,
that.
I think they were, again, they were
nothing.
Young niggers with guns.
Yeah, and all that stuff was dismissed as far as I remember. They weren't prosecuted in Miami.
You know, just remember, folks, you can't believe a fucking thing the news says because it's owned by Jews and...
But they made a big stink out of it.
Oh, yeah, but remember, the same organizations that claim to have thwarted this attack are the same people that brought down the Twin Towers in New York. Or, you know, they knew about it ahead of time, at least. And, you know...
No, they brought it down.
Yeah, I mean, the government, your government brought down those buildings. Your government is out to kill you if you get in its way. So, you know, don't believe it.
www.govnn.com.
Yeah. So, everybody, watch your backs, man. Especially in Cherry Hill. I just got to say it. What kind of an idiot brings their video to a video store to get turned into a DVD? When it's like an Al-Qaeda training video or something, even if it's not, even if it's just guys in turbans and it's a video, someone's gonna get their panties in a knot if it's in Cherry Hill because it's gonna be Jews that do it.
Well, you know, if they'll kill 3,000, why won't they just make something up against 2 innocent people or 7 innocent people?
Yeah, well, they will. That's exactly what you mean.
You know, there was a 16-month investigation to figure out how they could frame them.
Yeah. Or maybe there was no 16-month investigation. You know, maybe they wrote up a bullshit 16-month investigation in the past week and said, all right, let's get these scumbags that live in Cherry Hill amongst the Jews No, everybody will believe it. They're Muslims. Look at their beards, you know.
Yeah, and it's like you said earlier, Tony, it's not really creative enough.
No.
This is really a 16-month investigation. It would be a little more creative.
Yeah, I mean, if the only plan was to go in and kill as many people with rifles, I mean, that's good grief. It doesn't take 16 months to figure that one out. I mean, not even if you're a mud.
No, it doesn't. I mean, apparently, according to this plan, I mean, this is like a plan that a bunch of groids thought up. You know, we're just going to roll up in there and blast on them motherfuckers. Like, it's just ridiculous. So, anyway, and thanks to Todd in Florida for, sending us that Sears Tower attempt as well with the same number of bad guys, all muds from the Middle East, of course. Young guys, the family, you got to wonder what the family's doing right now. They're probably just shitting their pants, you know. They don't have a fucking prayer. So, anyway, we got tons more news. I want to do the Coast to Coast Challenge just because I want to get this out here. I have two. I'm having a hell of a time picking between the two that I have. I usually find some really good THB, typical homo behavior, and I found a great one. Actually, two great ones.
So, are we starting the TMV report right now, or what?
Well, we're going to start the Coast to Coast Challenge. So, Tony, if you could cue up some Camden music for me.
I want the gold.
Okay, well, I'm going to start it out as usual. My story, I'm going with this one just because it's just so TNB-ish. And, I had a bunch of good ones, and I guess I'll go over them after the challenge. But mine is in Erie, Pennsylvania. An Erie woman will be in court this morning to learn her sentence for using her four-week-old son as a weapon to bash her boyfriend with.
Man, I can't compete.
Yeah, I knew I was going to
compete. I can't do it.
The child fractured his skull in the attack. Now, the child fractured his skull. You mean the woman fractured the child's skull in the attack. And 27-year-old Chaitoria Graham, and I found a picture of
That's a pretty name.
I found a picture of Chaitoria, and I guarantee she's definitely groid. In March, pleaded guilty to aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a child. Isn't it?
Yeah.
In pleading guilty, the mother admitted grabbing her son, Gerard, by his feet, swinging him like a bat, and hitting her boyfriend in the head.
Damn.
The Erie County judge ordered Graham to get a psychological exam before he sentenced her today. That hearing is scheduled to begin at 8:55.
I think you misread her name. It's actually pronounced Chlamydia Graham.
Chlamydia Graham. It's funny because I was actually searching for a picture of her, and I went to somebody's blog, and that's what they put in their blog. They said, Chaitoria, I think I caught that once, and the shot hurt like a son of a bitch. So, yeah, she used her, this is a four-week-old baby. This is an infant, a tiny, a month-old infant.
Yeah, they can't hold their neck up until about 6 months.
No, so she swung up. The fact that the child is still alive is amazing.
Well, it's a niglet.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's got a hard head.
It's already got 10 times the amount of testosterone than all of us put together.
You can flush a niglet down a toilet and go to the sewer. Go to the sewer treatment plant. You'll find women around floundering in the water, man. They're tough.
Drinking the water.
I wonder what's
healthier, sewage water or breast milk from a groin.
That's a good question. If we have any scientific-minded people, please give us an answer. That would be great.
Sure, I got my education in science.
So anyway, that's my submission. You guys, good luck trying to beat that.
I can't. There's no way I can compete.
All right, do you want to go next, or Mash, or do you want to go?
Mash, go ahead, Mash. I'm looking for a file that I'd like to play.
Okay, I'm going to cue up my music.
see what's on the street, you know? And that hardcore shit, that love shit, that hate shit, I do all that shit. You know what's my true love? That nigga shit. Smoking weed with my mom. That nigga shit. Swinging D in her arm. That nigga shit. No love for the cop. That nigga shit. Getting my dick sucked for my pop. That nigga shit.
Man, that was hard. Okay. That was hard to listen to.
That nigga shit.
Okay, well, you know, I had trouble picking. And I have one for the West Coast, too, but it's in Washington State, you know. I have one from work. But I think that, I'm going to use this one. A parking lot fight was uncharacteristic for T.R. Miller, Lady Tiger, and current WNBA basketball player Deonna Jackson, a WNBA spokesperson said, in suspending her indefinitely. Jackson is facing a $20,000 civil suit in Israel after the incident. So what happened was, she plays for Chicago team, WNBA, and she was in Israel playing. And she was arrested last Wednesday after she got into a parking lot fight with Ina Gorovich, a player for Elitsa Romley team. Jackson, who had been playing winter ball for Andre Ramat Hasharon in Israel, and Gorovich got into a skirmish in the closing moments of the league championship game between the teams. Police said the clash carried over into the parking lot. I'll see your ass outside, nigga. Where Jackson allegedly sought out Gorovich and broke her nose with a punch. Jackson was supposed to leave Israel the next morning and report to Chicago Sky for preseason workouts. The Sky play its first preseason game next Wednesday. Chicago officials suspended Jackson indefinitely. We are shocked and embarrassed by this incident, especially since it is completely out of character for Deonna. I think not. Okay. But she has no place in the WNBA or the Chicago Sky. Jackson will have to stay in Israel until Thursday when she will appear in court. I did not mean to harm Ima Gurevich, and I apologize to her. She doesn't speak English.
Man.
Said Jackson in a release statement. I've never acted this way. It's uncharacteristic of me. I hope it's now behind me. The upcoming season is Jackson's sixth with the WNBA. She was drafted by Cleveland in 02 after she completed her collegiate career at Alabama Birmingham. Okay, and of course, she is being sued for $20,000 by the Jewish woman that she punched in the head.
That was the best broken nose she'll ever get.
Shit, it might even make her nose look a little better.
Yeah, right. What's really funny is when you see those WNBA players, I mean, if you can consider them, even considering them to be female chimps is like a stretch.
You know, I had a real hard time picking that one. Because of my other one I have, but I'll wait for it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring it up just yet. We're sticking to one story at a time, man.
Should I share the West Coast one then?
Yeah, you know, go ahead and do a submission for Mark since he couldn't make it here tonight.
Okay, and
everybody,
Mark.
Mark is on the, just so everybody knows, he is on VNN Forum right now, and he is posting in the show thread. So if anybody wants to cry the blues, I know he's got a lot of fans out there. You know, that's where you can chat with him right now.
Okay, West Coast. Okay.
Where you come up with this stuff, man?
All right. This is in Washington State. I figured that would apply to man arrested after hiding marijuana in front of police. A 35-year-old Onalaska, Washington man picked the wrong place and the wrong time to hide a container with marijuana in it. Lewis County Sheriff's Detectives in Chehalis, Washington, say that they arrested the man, identified as Eugenio Colon, at 11:25 a.m. on May 4th after they saw him hiding the container under a bush right in front of their office window. Colon was charged with possession of marijuana under 40 grams. He was arriving at Lewis County Courthouse for a court matter. Now for unpleasant surprise, Colon was confronted by detectives in the courtroom while he was awaiting his arraignment. Colon confessed to hiding the marijuana and told detectives that he was unaware that they could see him. And a side note, Sheriff Steve Mansfield says, it's really nice of people to choose to break the law in front of his deputies. And that's it from the West Coast.
Well, that's pretty good, actually. I like that submission. That reminds me of the guy who, when they were building the prison, in the federal prison in downtown Philly next to the FBI building, and the guy that was loading up the building's just made out of gigantic, absolutely huge, gigantic pieces of concrete building. They just kind of stack them like Legos. And they were using a big crane to just put them in place, and he was right in front of the FBI building in the crane, and he was smoking a joint as he's loading, like, trillion-pound blocks up on a building. And, yeah, one of the FBI guys was telling me when they caught him, he's like, dude, I've never seen, like, a more retarded bug in my life.
Good grief.
Okay.
No, anyway, good submission. All right, Tony.
All right, this is just cut and dry. Nothing as creative or interesting as you guys have had.
Where's your music, man? Come on, man.
Oh. I gotta have some music, don't I?
I got it here if you want.
Well, I've got it. Let's see. It might help to turn the volume up on that. Here
to me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yeah! Yeah!
I wanna know what it goes.
That never gets old.
That's all I can take.
My kid loves that song, by the way. She loves the video with the midgets too, with the nigger.
Well, that's what it is. They look like little kids.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, two armed gunmen. Okay, now I've got both this reporter's written report and I've got her video report. So I want you all to see if you can figure out what she left in or left out or what she changed up from the written report.
Which was first?
What? No, which was on third? Who was on first?
No, Jew's on first.
Oh, I'm going to read the article first.
Okay.
All right, this is what she put online. Two gunmen sought in morning robbery of local restaurant. Monday around 8:40 a.m., two armed robbers, their faces hidden by masks, entered the back door of the Red Lobster restaurant located at 3941 Airport Boulevard. One of the men was armed with a short-barrel shotgun, and the other was armed with a handgun. Once inside, the two men bound the hands and feet of the seven people. Man, there's three sevens.
Yeah.
Okay. Bound the seven people that were in the restaurant at the time. The suspects then took money from the business as well as purses and wallets from the people they had tied up, fled the scene in an unknown direction. Both of the robbery suspects are described as black males with slim bills in their late teens to early 20s. Anyone with information, et cetera, et cetera. All right.
Good luck finding black males in their late teens, early 20s.
Yeah,
with slim builds.
That's like 80% of them here.
Tracking crime where you live tonight, a violent robbery closes a local restaurant for most of the day.
Two men barge into the Red Lobster on Airport in West Mobile. That's where we're joined by NBC 15's Leah Brennan.
Leah, the robbers may have been watching that restaurant, kind of staking it out.
Leah wrote the written article.
They may have been. They knew the routine of delivery drivers, and they barged in and surprised employees when produce was being delivered. Then they terrorized those employees. For victims, it's not over yet.
They just don't get over it overnight when somebody sticks a gun to the back of the head.
Now, seven employees face lingering fear after they're forced face first on the floor, bound and robbed. One of them, a Gulf Coast produce driver, called David Harvey when it was over.
They took his wallet and they duct taped him.
Harvey was the first to call police. Authorities are now searching for two men armed with a short-barrel shotgun and a handgun, perhaps in their 20s. The description is so vague because the men wore masks. Harvey says they knew the restaurant's schedule. The robbery happened just before 8:30 as the produce was being delivered. That's how the robbers got past strict security measures and got in. Harvey says in the 7 years he's been in business, this is the third time his guys have been the pawn.
They robbed him each time and shook him up real bad, stuck a gun to the head, and it's, you know, it's not right to put somebody through that.
The restaurant was closed for lunch. It is open now. From what we understand, those employees that were involved in the attack are not expected to be at work. Both Gulf Coast Produce and Red Lobster are giving the employees the time they need. For some, that may be more time than others. One of the people involved was 5 months pregnant. Greg.
Oh, boy, scary situation, Leah. Now, are employees or delivery drivers going to change the way they do what they do to perhaps prevent this in the future?
Okay, nobody cares about delivery drivers. Did anybody catch it, though?
Yeah, she left out black men.
Well, you know, they were, both of the robbery suspects, now this is her written report, are described as black males with slim bills in their late teens to early 20s. Now, I suppose...
Harvey says they knew the restaurant's schedule. The robbery happened just before 8:30 as the produce was being delivered. That's how the robbers got past strict security measures and got in. Harvey says in the 7 years he's been in business, this is the third time his guy...
Let's see here.
...found and robbed. One of them, a Gulf Coast producer...
Anyway, yeah, she left out the... she said, and you all heard it, that the description was so vague because they had ski masks on. Now, that's what she said on air.
Right.
But she's real clear that they were, you know... I guess that's because... You know, she's just, they expect less people are going to go to the website.
Well, I think Masher had a good point. What was done first? Did she write the article first or do the report?
Well, that's true. That's true. I don't know. Let's see, May 7th at 11:03 p.m. And that was when this was posted. And let me see if the...
Because she very well could.
No. Look.
Who knows what tires are best?
The now. Yesterday was May 7th.
Right.
At 11 p.m. The news her doing her report was during the daytime. So
okay.
She wrote the article first, and then she did the video today.
Okay, so she did write the article first.
She must have.
Okay, so she definitely, the point is that she could have caught hell for that from the Jews. You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't say that. That's racist. Oh, my God, it's persecution.
Yeah, so that's probably what happened. Masher, you're probably right. That's a good thinking. Well, it just goes to show you. I mean, that they want help from the public in finding these people, but they don't mention that they're niggas on TV. Come on, man. How much help do you really want?
The screen appears to be, it appears to show like 12 noon.
Tracking crime where you
I'm
live
sorry.
Tonight, a violent
let me,
robbery
let me kill
a local restaurant for most...
I'm going to kill that,
And what's with the strong security measures? They bypassed it by going through the produce with the
it's a restaurant.
They have like guys with shotguns at the front door?
They keep paramilitary people... You know, that's such a well-guarded Red Lobster there now.
You can't just run in the front door with shotguns and rob the place if you wanted to? Come on.
No, I'm being facetious. Yeah,
I know you are. I'm just saying.
You know, it's bullshit. It's just a whole
kind of
bullshit. That's for the lending's benefit, you know, make them feel like, okay, the niggers aren't really as bad as we're reporting they're not.
Yeah. God, if the people only knew the truth. We'd have World War III right here in America tomorrow. You know, that's why it's so important that we get control of the media, folks. You know, you gotta. Here we go with some Panzerfaust broken record time. But this is why we're doing the broadcast we're doing. This is why we make the videos. This is why Chain and some other guys are starting a gigantic media website for video streaming. You know, live streaming video. Audio, pictures, text, you name it. We're doing it because we do need to take control of the media and the smart people. Most of the smart people do go online, so you get your lazy asses up and do some activism online if you don't mind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So anyway, well, I beat the shit out of you guys. I'm sorry.
I have a TJB. It's not part of my. It's not my submission, but I have a pretty good one. It was all over the news today too. Racy billboard peddles divorce. It's from Chicago. Heads are turning and jaws are dropping in Rush Street's Viagra Triangle, where a divorce lawyer has erected a billboard critics say is giving all lawyers a bad or worse name. Lisa Price, whose home office window on State Street looks out over the billboard, called her mother and said, "Wow, you won't believe what just went up outside my window. Talk about family values under attack. There's some naked woman on one side and a guy on the other side. I think it's in poor taste." Attorney Corey Fettman says her ad will appeal to people who are already thinking about leaving their spouses. The billboard on Rush features a scantily clad man and a woman and says, "Life's short, get a divorce." So, yeah, that's classic Jew maneuver right there.
Sorry, I muted. I missed it. But just give me the gist of the story real quick.
Well, Corey Fettman, attorney in Chicago, has a billboard with a woman's breasts and a man's, like, muscular torso to try to get people to have divorces. And it says on it, between the two people, it says, "Life's short, get a divorce."
Why didn't you use that as a submission?
Good grief.
Oh, man.
That's horrible.
Well, you know what? I just talked to Mark and Callie, and he actually does have a submission he wants me to read for the show.
He didn't like my pot hiding story.
No, I mean he wanted his he wants to represent, you know what I'm saying? He's at respect, nigga. So anyway, he says, "Here's my TNB for the show. Los Angeles school police officer arrested. Los Angeles. During the early morning hours of May 3rd, 2007, the Los Angeles Police Department began an investigation of a report that a Los Angeles School Police Department officer had committed a sexual assault of a female motorist while the officer was on duty. The Los Angeles Police Department's Robbery Homicide Division Rape Special Section assumed investigative responsibility with the full cooperation of the Los Angeles School Police Department. The investigation led the officer's arrest for California Penal Code 289G, penetration with a foreign object. The officer was booked on a Los Angeles Police Department's Parker Center jail with a bail of $250,000. The case will be presented to the district attorney's office next week. The officer is identified as Ian King, 34 years of age. So apparently it's. I'm not sure if he's trying to tell me it's a Jew or if it's a black guy, but it sounds, Ian is almost always exclusively a Jewish name, 34 years of age. It's really rare that you see a white person do this kind of thing anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, not the media.
I like how they give the penal code section 289G, penetration with a foreign object. So the question is, what did he didn't use his dong, so it probably wasn't a groin, it probably was a Jew. Because a groin, I mean, they can't help themselves, he would have used his dong.
He probably used a leg on his lawn chair.
He probably did, he probably broke off a leg and gave her a good sticking with it.
Damn.
filthy shits, it deserved it. Yeah, so that's pretty fucked up, actually.
I'd like to add to the Corey Fettman. At the end of the article, it says, but Fettman says the calls are already coming in, and some lawyers admire her chutzpah.
No, it does.
I swear to God, I'll send you the link. It's too funny. Admire her chutzpah.
That's
definite chutzpah lounge material, yeah. Too.
No, absolutely. That is serious chutzpah, though. You know what I mean? It's all scale. So yeah, Mark's submission is a Los Angeles school police officer. So he pulled somebody over, I'm assuming on his way to the school, and decided to give the woman a taste of his nightstick.
Oh man,
a taste of his lawn chair.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, can you imagine if this was like your mother, your wife, your sister? How do you not kill this guy? Seriously, you know what I mean? Like, what? I don't know,
man. Well, Jews always want to push for people to forgive others for murdering their family members and all bullshit.
Right, be a good Christian. Turn the other cheek. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's history, and that's definitely worthy of a submission right there. I'm just gonna keep going, man. We got a Pittsburgh physician caught for being a pervert. This guy in Pittsburgh. Let me pull up the story. He's actually, of course, he's a Jew, and he was caught by the that same team that does the catch a predator thing.
Yeah.
He was caught. His name is Attorney General Tom Corbin. Announced Friday that agents from the Attorney General's Child Predator Unit have arrested a Pittsburgh physician, accused of using the internet to sexually proposition what he believed to be a 13-year-old girl, as well as sending sexual graphic videos to her. These idiots, they send videos of themselves to these girls, you know, them jerking off or whatever, like.
Oh, that's going to really lure them in.
Here it is. Corbin identified the defendant as Kenneth J. Tolman.
Ugh.
Mr. Tolman, Dr. Tolman, 49, of Ross Township. And you got to see the picture of him. He's like,
I don't think so.
He's the stereotypical kike.
Oh, I thought you meant the naked pictures.
Nah.
Naked.
No, nothing that good. I'm actually trying to pull the video up. Here we go. You know what? I'm going to stop it because I'm going to send you the link, Tone. Play the video. Right. The video always gives it a special touch, you know what I mean? So when you go in there, you actually have to click. That's the link to the story. When you go in, there'll be like a window picture to the right with his face.
I see him.
Right, and then there should be a thing underneath that says, you know, video. If you click that, it should open up the video for you. And we'll all shut up and let you play it and see what they have to say. And we'll probably get an ad for, the best tires in Pittsburgh.
Ross Township doctor caught in a child sex sting.
Police recorded a disturbing online chat that the doctor thought was with a 13-year-old girl. Now, we need to warn you, some of the details in this story are graphic. Channel 11 News reporter Karen...
Do we need to warn our listeners that some of this is graphic?
Hey, it's fucking graphic, all right?
Okay, here we go.
Karen Wells is in our newsroom. Karen?
Dr. Kenneth Tolman is a medical resident at UPMC, now suspended, accused of sexually propositioning a 13-year-old girl online.
During their initial online chat, Tolman quizzed the girl about her sexual experience and quickly proposed a meeting.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Tom Corbett is talking about this man, 49-year-old Kenneth Tolman, a doctor from Ross Township, arrested in a child sex sting. Investigators say last December, Tolman approached an undercover agent from the Child Predator Unit using an online identification of a 13-year-old girl in an internet chat room used by suspected child predators. They say he asked her personal questions. Have you had sex? Would you let me touch you? Most of the questions are just too sexually graphic for us to show you.
Tolman also allegedly used a computer webcam to film himself engaging in sexual activity and sent these explicit videos to the girl.
Investigators accused Tolman of contacting the girl and repeating that behavior several more times between December and this month.
Tolman also requested a photo of the girl and then invited her to view his webcam, which he used to transmit nude images of himself.
The undercover agent says Tolman wanted to meet in person, asking, will you wear something sexy, and if she would let him see her naked and have sex. Dr. Kenneth Tolman faces 3 counts of unlawful contact with a minor and 3 counts of criminal use of a computer. Each carries a sentence of 7 years in prison. He's being held at the Allegheny County Jail on $200,000 bail. Reporting live, Karen Wells, Channel 11 News.
Did you add that song in?
That's right, doctor. She won't be touching you in the morning.
Oh, Dr. Tolman, did you see the picture of him, Tom?
Yeah.
Was that guy like, was that guy stereotype kike or what?
It looked like it.
Yeah.
He didn't look happy.
No, he did not look happy. And he's, I noticed too, I love watching this To Catch a Predator show because it's just so amusing. It's Dateline NBC. They totally have outdone themselves with the show because they totally target non-whites. They don't target non-whites, but they expose the fact
that, you know, 9 out of 10 of these child predators are non-whites. No matter where they go around the country to do it, you know, they go everywhere, the Midwest, California, New Jersey, they've done it everywhere. And every time they get just one type of mud after another, and maybe a white guy here and there. And you know they throw them in there, they're so happy when a white guy rolls up. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know, and all this, like, stigmas, white people are all the serial killers, and even when you see on TV, like, a child molester profile is always, like, the fat, balding white guy.
Right.
But in reality, it's not. It's a non-white that's your typical child molester. So we should really, we should start a sticky thread about that and just post one after another, because you can go through the news and find them. They're not, out of 10 of them are non-white.
Isn't there a thread already up? Well, that's about serial killers.
Yeah, we need one about child molesters, too, because it's a massive problem that obviously we face. And they're always targeting what appears to be a 13-year-old white kid, or it's always a white kid that they're posing as. I've noticed that, too. On the Catch a Predator now, the predators are getting wise to the show. So they actually have, like, a 20-year-old that looks like they're 13. Kind of, like, run up to the door and be like, yeah, come on in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go put my pants. So they see a kid, they're like, ooh, and they run up in the house. But, yeah, mostly, almost exclusively non-white. And if it is a white, these are the whites, if we were in charge, that wouldn't be in the streets at all.
The best part is the guys that are looking for boys, little boys, they have a woman that sounds like a 12-year-old kid, like a 12-year-old boy that says, oh, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, my Rabbi David Kay video, pedophile rabbi exposed, it's back up on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Under username Ameriqua, if anybody wants to promote that video. It's a great, it got 4,000 something views in like a week and a half last time, so. My other one that they love to take down, Jewish Hate. I changed the name to Hate Exposed.
Stay up longer.
What's that?
I said that might stay up longer.
Yeah, that one, they hate that one. I mean, it usually gets pulled down within a day as soon as I try and post it. So everybody promote it because it's very educational to the lemmings as far as exposing Jews.
Well, since we're on the subject of rabbis,
okay.
I have a little white power rabbi attack thing I want to read. French rabbi struck in the face in Paris train station. French rabbi was attacked at a Paris railway station by a man who fled before he could be identified, police said on Thursday. Eli Dahan, grand rabbi of the Nord-Pas-de-Calais, I don't know how to speak French, region in northern France, was insulted and struck in the face as he walked along a corridor in the station, although it was not immediately clear what motivated the attack. Dahan needs brief hospital treatment for his injuries. We're not sure for the moment what the nature of this act was, a police official said. CRIF, CRIF, the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France, said it was deeply upset by the attack. In other words, their bowels were in turmoil. France has been troubled by a number of anti-Semitic incidents in recent months, and the country was shocked by the murder last year of a young Jewish man at the hands of a group of kidnappers. Good for them. Chris said earlier this year there have been a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents in 2006, partly due to the last year's war in Lebanon when Israeli troops battled Hezbollah forces. Earlier this month, dozens of Jewish gravestones were damaged in a cemetery in the northern city of Lille. A man was arrested this week, but police said his motivations appear confused and they suspect that he may have been drunk. Good for this guy, punching that rabbi in the jaw. All right. Hey.
Man.
Yeah, it's stories like that warm my heart, you know.
Did you all
kind of like? It's kind of like the Russian kid in the subway that beats up on the Uyghurs.
you gotta love that guy, whoever he is. You know, we're pulling for you, buddy.
Did you all see the article in the forums posted by D. Smith of the naked woman dies at car, stabs one in Plano?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, white people have just lost all sense of survival and just common sense, I think.
No, it's fear, man. You're right. They've
the white woman went after this naked black woman who had just dove in front of their car. I mean, you know, a nigger knows enough not to go running after her.
Right, that's true, yeah.
You know, I mean, and like, you know, this woman was going to help her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, we got, Briceus just posted
a huge link.
Yeah, well, she posted another one that's pretty big, but I'm gonna put the big link is actually non-white child molesters, which is good. I'm gonna read this other story she just posted. I mean, I get the gist of it. It sounds like something that we so everybody. First museum to be created in Germany to honor citizens who helped hide Jews. Oh man, they're digging deep, man. They're digging real deep. Barbara Proch still remembers the day when Nazis came to her home to find Jews and left without results. But her family was sheltering the mother and her daughter, now 76, and still living in the same house. Hidden behind the tall hedges in a leafy suburb, she leads a visitor to a claustrophobic hidden space between the hallway and the bedroom where Rachella and Jenny Schippen stayed from 43 to 45. The Nazis were suspicious of us, but never found our hideout, says Proch, a woman with a stern air, glasses, and gray hair. They dig in on the German stereotype, a woman with a stern air.
I also love how they're like, oh, claustrophobic living space.
Oh, the poor Jews, the persecution. You know, they should have just went to Auschwitz. God, they had a swimming pool and their own...
gymnasium?
Their own orchestra,
you know? Yeah, at theater.
Yeah, no claustrophobia there, man. 62 years after the end of World War II, on May 8th, 1945, people like Prisch, a teenager when her grandmother began helping fugitive Jews, are being honored with a museum in Berlin. So yeah, this is how desperate the Jews are, how desperate they are to like keep drawing attention. Now they're gonna. I knew they were gonna come up with some kind of a something to keep the story alive, since they're running out of survivors. Even though there's more and more popping up every day, but they got to be 100 now to be a survivor. So now they're going to go with the people that hid the survivors. I got to read this story real quick, only because I know that Masher and I have actually met this pervert before. When we used to do modeling, we ran a party for this guy, Boy George.
Oh no!
Yeah,
Boy George.
You guys remember Boy George from the...
Oh,
Andrew.
Yeah.
I was really shocked.
Yeah, I got to get some music for that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so... you know,
yeah, it was a party for him and Christina Aguilera.
And Missy Elliott. Yeah. I'm going to post a link to this article I found on this pervert. Now, I mean, you knew he's gay, but he actually waltzed into the party with a hot chick, if I remember correctly. And I remember thinking to myself, and he was in the full makeup and everything. And I remember thinking to myself, this guy has a hot chick on his arm? Like, something's wrong, man. And I had to actually work. I was in his area of the party. And we ended up just working the whole party, just picking up models the whole time, or trying to. But, yeah, you'd never know. The man's, like, 5'2" and, like, 200 pounds, too. But anyway, I'm going to read this. Boy George arrested on assault charge. Former pop star Boy George has been arrested and faces charges of false imprisonment and assault after allegedly chaining up a male escort.
Damn.
The Sun newspaper reports that Boy George, 45, whose real name is George O'Dowd, I didn't know, I know he has a, he's a converted Jew, but anyway, whose real name is George O'Dowd, is on bail after he and another man allegedly chained Norwegian male escort Alden Carlson, 28, to a wall. The escort allegedly went back to the apartment to pose for photos for Boy George when he was chained to a hook on the wall, the report says. He allegedly ripped the hook from the wall and fled. Boy George's brother is reported as saying his brother is not worried and that it's all rubbish. Last year, Boy George, the former Culture Club, that's the group he's
in. Oh, yeah, okay.
The former Culture Club frontman received community service in New York after cocaine was found in his apartment. So basically, yeah, him and his buddy were going to chain this guy to the wall and have their way with him, I guess. And I posted the link to the article. You got to see the picture of this queer dude. He is gayer than ever in this picture.
And by the way, to everybody out there, Boy George is no taller than 5'2".
Yeah, he really is not.
I'm not kidding.
And he showed up with like the braids and the makeup on, and like I remember looking at like. the other guys that were working there and being like, you gotta be kidding me, like, look at this fucking guy. He's like,
and he comes in and says something like to you too, like, yeah, it's me, right?
Yeah, he was so arrogant, it was hilarious. He didn't like me though. He kicked me out of his area of the party. We ended up serving. It was actually a party. There was all the Victoria's Secret models were there.
Yeah.
Most of the real famous models were there too, and Masher and I were having a great time. Just getting drunk with these models. And
we got hammered.
Yeah.
I was spilling glasses of champagne all over the models at the party.
Yeah. This is back in our lending days when we were, working for the Qua, basically. Yeah, it was a nightmare. Now that I look
tough
back,
work when really, you can get it, huh?
Yeah, I mean it was funny, man. I got to admit, some of those parties are really funny. Like you roll up there and it's like, I mean it would just be, loaded with Jews and faggots, and they're the ones that are running things. You know what I mean? Oh, putting the party together, and it was pretty funny till like 2 a.m. But anyway, Boy George, yeah, he's chaining up his male escorts to the wall and trying to have his way with them.
Just doesn't sound very good.
No, man. It was bad when the guy had to rip the hook out of the wall and run for his life. Boy George about to have his ass. He's like, no! Oh, man. So anyway.
Yeah,
wait.
What I say is just that she's like, I like the part about how he ripped himself out of the wall rather than be taken by Boy George.
That's for all the VNN listeners out there. All the Boy George fans. One go at the chorus and that's it. Alright, now we've had our Boy George.
Well, you pulled that up pretty quick, man. I'm proud of you.
Well, he's got his entire catalog of music.
Actually, that's among some hits or something. You know, the what is that? Lifetime Life, that crap. You know those.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those volumes.
Tony, we all know it's in your favorites. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. I admit.
It's in his iTunes. His most recently played and. And top 25 most played.
You know what I love is if anybody's ever an Arnold and a fan of the old Arnold movies, and Commando when he's reading his daughter's like teeny bopper magazine, and Commando and he's like, why don't they just call him Girl George and get rid of all the confusion. Oh man, Boy George, what a fucking mess that guy is. And you know he has a his name is
Odell.
Yeah, his name is O'Dowd, but he has I know he has a Jewish star tattooed on his head. I remember seeing that somewhere in, like, a news thing or on, like, a magazine somewhere.
Oh, man, that was Britney Spears.
No, Boy George has that, too.
No, I know, I was just...
I don't know if Britney
does.
Funny,
but no, she does. She's got one, too.
Boy George has a Star of David huge on his head. Like, it takes up the whole top and back of his head, so he's a... You know, if you're gonna be a creepy gay weirdo like him, you might as well become a Jew because they'll totally accept him. You know. So yeah, that was a pretty funny story. I kind of just stumbled across that one. I thought that was great. I got tons more. I mean, you guys go ahead if you got any stories, shoot. Because I got way more.
I have a short one. That one thing.
All right, Masher. You're up, buddy.
I love my theme music. Midland man charged with sexual assault, since we're on the subject. Ricardo Carrasco of Midland was charged last week with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl he met on the popular website MySpace. Carrasco, 27, was arrested May 1st after police found the girl at a Michigan motel in Oakland County's Waterford Township, 25 miles northwest of Detroit. The Midland man was arraigned Friday on 3 counts of 4th-degree criminal sexual conduct and 1 count each of 3rd-degree criminal sexual conduct, accosting a child in possession of a controlled substance. You realize how they're always bringing, you know, booze or drugs there?
Right.
Good classic TSB for you.
Oh, I forgot the condom, sorry, but I brought the beer.
I brought peyote.
Actually, I saw this story on TV the other day, where they were trying to, you know, bash MySpace and all the websites. Again, you know, they're going to make big deals out of these stories, always in the news, because it helps for the Jews to take control of the internet. Everybody needs to always remember that when you hear these stories.
Well, just think control. I mean, how does it further the control?
Yeah, as Alex would say, is it good for the Jews?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway, and notice again, it's not a white man, it's a Hispanic man.
Yeah.
It's always a Hispanic man, or it's always something other than a white guy. Actually, it's really rare that they catch black dudes on To Catch a Predator show. I guess because they don't have computers.
I would if I had a computer.
Yeah. Suitcase Jefferson would be up in there. But yeah, so, you know, again, here you go, you know, it's a Spanish guy. And I saw the story, and I was really amazed because the girl, you know, they had her interviewed, actually, and she talked about it. And she, now she's like a hero. She goes to schools and talks to kids about the dangers of the internet. And it happened, like a month ago or so?
It actually happened, I just went to another...
All right, don't worry about it. But anyway, here's one you guys will appreciate or not appreciate. English-only workplaces sparking lawsuits. This is in USA Today, so this is a national, this is from the national feeds. Some companies are adopting policies that require employees to speak only English on the job, spurring a backlash of lawsuits alleging that such rules can discriminate against immigrants. Yeah. Listen to these numbers. The English-only policies are coming as a number of immigrants in the USA soars. Nearly 11 million residents are not fluent in English, according to the U.S. Census data. Now, I'm not buying that for a second. It's got to be twice that. Up 6.6 million from 1990, nearly 34 million residents are foreign-born, according to 2003 U.S. Census data. That's up from 24.6 million in 1996. Now, if the government's telling you that it's 34 million... you got to figure it's probably, 50?
It's like when any of my ex-girlfriends used to give me a number that was bad, I'd always times it by 3, and I do that with all of you, too.
Pretty much. The number of child, imagine how you would feel if you couldn't speak your own language in the bathroom, she says. And this is who? Rana Timpa, owner of Workplace ESL Solutions in Henderson, Nevada. Says employers are going too far adopting strict rules and policies that prevent coworkers from talking in their native language. The number of charges filed in the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, that's the EEOC, alleging discrimination based on such English-only policies is small, but 6 times as large as 10 years ago, from 32 charges in 1996 to about 200 last year in 2006. I got to find, there was one that was a huge... some employers have extended the policy to customers, too. Geno Steaks of Philadelphia Landmark generated a storm of media and blogger attention in 2006 when its owner posted a sign requesting that customers order only in English. If you guys remember that, I remember it was big news.
I remember that, yeah.
There was one that won. Here we go.
Hey, guys, why don't we, can we take a break?
Certainly. Let me just read this part of it real quick.
Okay.
Employers have faced lawsuits for enforcing English-only policies in April. Flushing Manor Geriatric Center agreed to pay $900,000 to settle an EEOC lawsuit based in part on the company's English-only policy. So somebody made 900 G's off that. Yeah.
Saudi Arabia, I mean, you know, you've got to, that's the official language, is English. I mean, how crazy is that? You've got to have an HIV test, negative, before you go over there. The official language that you speak in the hospitals is English. And it's nuts over here.
They're doing something right over there, obviously.
Yeah. It's just freaking nuts. All right. Well, look, we're going to come.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you,
yeah.
Mark.
All right.
You might want to turn up a little bit, Mark.
Yeah, turn the mic up just a little bit.
And well, I'm on a PC, so maybe you guys can message me and tell me how to do that because I'm used to my Mac, which is dead.
Actually, you sound good now. If you didn't change anything, it sounds perfect now.
I just put my mic a little bit closer.
All right. Well,
welcome
to the show, brother.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, man. So did you still want to take a break, or is that why you were trying to break for us, Tony?
That was. Why don't we take about a 5-10 minute break?
Okay, cool. And I'll bring you into the.
I did.
Okay, you already brought him in. Cool.